Tony?
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio. Mukushi Zamambilima residents commend government for constructing a health facility in the community. In African news, a dozen killed in attack on Sudan camp for people who had fled war. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. Residents of Mambilima area in Mukushi have commended the government for the ongoing construction of a health facility intended to enhance access to healthcare services in the community. Speaking on behalf of the community, Alfred Molimba stated that construction works are progressing steadily with a staff house already completed and the Ben Health facility now at the roofing stage. He noted that the project is a great milestone for residents who have for years endured challenges in seeking medical attention from neighboring communities. Mr. Molimba said the new facility is expected to bring essential healthcare services closer to the people of Mambilima.
The potential government for attention to get up almost roofing stage for Africa. So, I'm going to go to the hospital. Especially with Rana Mayo, for whoever my parents are for Piramushira. So I am a challenge that I can do when I have finished a song which I have a correction in a Chepaco. Even them are a couple of people from the Abashim, Pitina Bantu.
A civic leader in Lusaka's Chawama constituency has noted that the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, has significantly enhanced the road network in John Howard, transforming connectivity and accessibility for residents. John Howard Ward 3 Councillor Ponisilio Piri has reviewed that in the past 4 years alone, his ward has received over 3 million kwacha for road projects under the CDF. Mr. Perry disclosed that among the key roads that have been upgraded include Patuka via Distinction Road, Taonga Road and Love School Road, which has been paved.
Over the past 4 years, we have invested over 3 million in road projects, and the impact has been remarkable. Roads that were once in a deplorable state are now smooth and well maintained, making it easier for residents to access essential services, goods, schools, markets and healthcare facilities. The upgraded roads have not only improved the mobility, but also stimulated economic activity in our ward and surrounding areas. With better roads, residents can now reach markets with ease, and traders can transport goods without hindrance. The improved infrastructure has also enhanced safety, reducing the risk of accidents and making it easier for children to walk to school safely. I'd like to commend the government's commitment to decentralization, which has empowered our community to take ownership of their development.
Ndola Zachifubu Constituency Development Fund, the CDF Committee Vice Chairperson Brian Chela, has encouraged youths in the constituency to ensure that they take a full advantage of the bursary component under the CDF allocation, regardless of their level of education. Mr. Chela also urged the parents and guardians of youths to ensure that their children submit their applications for their own benefit. He also clarified that the selection process is transparent from the sectional level up to the constituency level.
Yeah, my encouragement to the young ones who are maybe not having interest in education. We have the government has put aside money under school development, where we are paying for students under CDF. At whatever level of education, we have programs that a grade 7 can do, a grade 9, or a grade 4. So just a matter of encouraging parents, we have money there under school, which the government is paying for the students who are applying for this course. The selection process is transparent. It starts with the WDC. These applicants, they submit their applications to their what is document committee, who are sending these documents to CDA to see how much we have, then we pay for them.
National Union for Small Scale Farmers, NASFAS, Executive Director Ebony Lolozi, has emphasized the need to address the challenges that are hindering the country's agricultural sector. Mr. Lolozi tells the Common Radio News that meeting the presidential directive to increase agricultural production to 10 million tons of maize, 1 million tons of wheat, and 1 million tons of soybeans annually by 2027 requires urgent attention to key issues. Mr. Lolozi highlighted that poor yields are due to soil management issues and limited access to improved genetic resources are major concerns. To achieve the set targets, Mr. Lolozi emphasized the need for investment in irrigation infrastructure, increased access to improved genetic resources, and a higher number of extension workers to support farmers.
So the other thing that you can also talk about, you know, is the growing maize options. And the major challenge could be issues to do with irrigation. Yeah, so once you know access to irrigation is opened up, you'll find that our farmers will be able to grow maize even if. So the other thing also that I can also point at is our farmer to extension worker ratio, which actually currently is still low. Maybe we can even talk about one extension worker saving maybe more than 1,500 farmers, which is not very good. So we also need to attend to those issues so that our extension officers are able to advise our farmers adequately so that, you know, they are able to achieve a good yield.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Every 20 seconds, someone wins. In the MTN at 20 Thank You Zambia promo, we're giving away over 10 million kwacha worth of prizes. Daily prizes include data or minutes, cash via Momo, phones, laptops, MiFis, 20,000 kwacha cash every month, and a fully paid weekend getaway for two to Dubai. But guess what? There's more. There's a grand prize of 1 million kwacha to be shared between two lucky winners. You could be a winner in the next
just 20 seconds. Just buy airtime, minutes, or data bundles and pay with Momo for a chance to win. Dial star 117# or star 117.